everybody. Cal Banyan, Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. How you doing? Well, we're ready for another very informative episode. How to make it in a tough economy. Oh, hey, if you're watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, go there right now, because right below, and probably more important for this episode than any other, go to CalBanyan.com, because right below here, we are going to have the outline that we're working from, and it's going to be some really important stuff that could make you money and make the difference between, you know, making it or closing up in this tough economy, or perhaps for you, the difference between part-time and full-time. Let me introduce Meredith Locker. She's here once again. We're so fortunate to have this dose of estrogen in our podcast, because before she came back to be with us, we just had Elron and me, and then Elron and Elron, and then me and me. And so good to have her back for the last couple of podcasts. Hopefully we'll get her to stick around for one more for next week. And she is the consummate one percenter. She really knows what she's doing. She's one of the best in the profession. I can vouch for her. I've seen videos when she was going through our internship program, videos of her work, and I'm sure she's much better now than she was then. She's got a background in psychology. She's got a master's degree in psychology, and was a psychotherapist before she became a hypnotherapist, hypnofixitist, and studied hypnofixitology. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so great, Cal. Happy to be on this estrogenathon.
I want to have the Meredithathon.
I told Cal, we can't do a Meredithathon because it's not as cool of a name as the Elronathon.
I think it's every bit as cool. Besides, that means I don't have to do anything for like 3 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever.
Elron's suggestion was the Marathon, but the M-E-R-A-thon. But Cal really likes Meredithathon. Anyway, I want to make sure you guys
know. It sounds like I have a lisp. The Meredithathon.
Meredithathon. It's just not that cool. If you have a suggestion for what we can call it, maybe I'll do it. So send those in, guys.
Oh.
So I want to tell you guys
the Maradorkathon.
Oh, Cal.
I'm just kidding. Come on.
Cal.
What are we doing today?
Well, I want to tell them who you are. It's very important they know who you are and why you're here. So Cal runs the famous, I was about to call it the Cal Banyan Hypnosis Center, the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California. He does see clients there. He also trains the top, the best, the 1% of our profession. He just is so prolific in so many ways, books, training materials, classes, seeing clients, doing these podcasts. He's a major presence on the web. Like me, he is somebody who comes from a background of psychology and then dove headfirst into hypnosis and is now a hypnofixitist. And today we are going to get into a really important issue: how to survive in a tough economy. A lot of people are saying it's a tough economy right now. So we've got some tips.
Hey, I just got an idea. I heard you say that. Let's upgrade this to how to thrive in a down economy.
I agree. To that. Here's my coffee. To that. How to thrive in a tough economy. Let's do that.
Hey, let me tell everybody what happened. I came in today, and Meredith is there, and she says, okay, Cal, what do you think of doing one on marketing? And I thought, you know, to do a decent podcast on marketing, I really needed a little bit of advance notice. You know what? These podcasts, Meredith comes in and she fires questions at me and stuff. And you know, usually I know the answer. If I don't, I'll you know, figure it out and do some research and get back to you. But I thought, you know, if I'm going to do one on marketing and being successful in business, I really needed to sit down and maybe do an outline. And then, so we agreed not to do it. And then I sat down at my computer, as I always do, getting ready to do this podcast. And I thought, you know, maybe I've done that. And I checked my documents, and I'd already done an outline on it. And so we're going to rock and roll and give it all to you. So how's that, Meredith?
Perfect. Sounds great. So we've got the top 10 tips for you today, and we're just going to dive right in. Do you have any announcements before we do, though, Cal?
Hey, one of the things I want to say is, you know, this is not an absolute, complete list. You know, obviously, we're not writing a book. We've just got a little 20-minute podcast here, and what I'd like to say is that if you want to add to these tips, just put them right down below in the comments section, or write them in the comments area on our Facebook.com, hypnosis, etc. And yeah, I got a little comment here. Let's see. We've got the next NGH approved Banyan hypnosis certification super course coming up. Let me grab my other clipboard. Yeah. Starting on Halloween, of all the beautiful days, to start a hypnosis certification course, October 31st, 2011, and that will run through November 11th, 2011, and we have 2 days off right in the middle, because it's 5 days, and 2 days off, and 5 days, and it's going to be great. I'm going to blow your mind. Whatever you think you're going to learn, I'm going to teach you more than that. Everybody that's ever taken my course has said, wow, this is much more than I expected. All right, let's see. Also, you can join us online, completely live, completely interactive, and save yourself all that travel, food, and lodging expense. Early enrollment, and you can get all the details on hypnosiscenter.com. And we know it's normal for you to have questions. Give us a call if you have any questions about that. My staff will be very happy to help you out. All right, that's enough of that stuff. Let's get rolling. How should we do this? We've got this outline.
Yeah, well, I am going to read off the top one, and then we're going to dig in and talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So, number one, do be a generalist. Okay? So, this way you can work on many different problems. All right? And so, you know, a subset to that would be specialize only if you know that you can get a lot of clients. And, you know, obviously, you want to get good at what you do, and if you jump into specializing before you've been a generalist, then you may not have as much experience. So seeing lots of clients is really the way to get good. And so generalizing, at least in the beginning, and especially in a tough economy, is the smart way to go. So you want to talk about that some, Cal?
Yeah, to me, it just seems like I started off as a generalist. Just getting good hypnosis skills, having a good hypnotherapy process, and then applying it to different things. Now, if it's going to be a lot harder if you start off with only stop smoking or only weight loss or only golf, you know. I don't know why anyone would want to play golf, but that a lot of people will pay a lot of money to get better at golf. But here's the deal. Start off generalizing, helping everybody that will come through your door. And then, if you fall in love with a certain thing, sports or forensics or hypnobirthing, or gosh, you just want to save the world from tobacco, you want to do a lot of stop smoking, then you can do that. So you say, you know, I can help you with about everything that comes through the door, but I'm also really, really good at filling in the blank. I see a lot of clients for this. I'm world known for this thing, you know, and you can emphasize it. But overall, you got to be a generalist to get started in any economy. And if you want to really thrive in this economy, you absolutely need to be able to work with a wide number of different issues. Good. Next.
Yeah. And so something to add to that, you know, if you really do care about one particular issue, like if you really do want to work on quit smoking, and that's a big important thing, then you could even have two websites and have one that's specific to that and that shows you is really caring about that, that might draw just a lot of those people, but then also have a generalist site and work as a generalist, but having some sort of marketing, whether it's a specific website or it's some specific marketing campaign that has to do with smoking, then you'll get more clients that are involved in that one thing you want to work on, but you'll also have the benefit of the rest of your practice to sustain you and educate you. Good?
Perfect.
All right, number two, do have a system that enables you to work on many different problems. And, you know, do you want to talk about it first? Do you want me to read all of this, Cal?
Let me talk about one of the things is, you know, you can use my system if you can develop your own system, but you need to have something to where you know what you're doing. When I first got into this profession and I started studying all these different people and these different approaches, there's so much fluff and so many, they basically teach you to go by the seat of your pants and just figure it out as you go along. And personally, that made me feel real nervous. And that's why I had read a book called The E-Myth by Gerber, which stands for the Entrepreneurial Myth. And he really made a case that I recommend that book for everybody in any kind of business, that if you want to be successful in your business, you need to put it together, to design it as if it was a franchise. Now, franchises are more than just a logo. It is a system. And he really talked about one of the earliest successful franchises was McDonald's. And I was impressed with that. And having had no business experience before, all my training was really in the world of psychotherapy, I took it to heart and decided to put together a system. And once I did that, which of course is 5-PATH, then when people came in, I always knew what I was doing and what I was going to do next. And it doesn't matter if someone comes in for weight loss or thumb sucking or golf improvement or, you know, whatever it is, I can take them through this system. So you need to find a system that works for you or develop one that works for you. And then what you can do is you can settle in and really get good at what you're doing. We just got through covering a week or two ago a podcast about confidence and competence. And one thing about the 5-PATH system is that involved in it is the most powerful techniques available to hypnotherapists. And we don't just do it on the hard cases like age regression. We do it with everybody that walks through the door. Forgiveness work, we do it with everybody that walks through the door. Parts mediation work, we do it with everyone that has significant secondary gain issues that would have destroyed the process, made it fail. So you really want to be able to have a system that you can just get in there and groove with. Good. I guess we need to move through these a little bit more quickly, don't we?
Yeah, we kind of do. So okay. I'm going to go into the third one. Do have a website that makes your phone ring? Ring, ring. How do we do that, Cal?
Okay, real quickly, because we've got a whole series with Taylor, and he talks about how to, you know, do some SEO or search engine optimization. That means to get your website to show up. But this, I'm going to emphasize, make the phone ring. When you turn this over, this job, to some web designer, they're going to try to make something that looks pretty, which is good, and that is impressive, which is good, but it all amounts to a hill of beans unless it gets the phone to ring. So here's some things you should keep in mind. Remember that you're competing against others in your area, not worldwide. I mean, unless you're an international trainer, you know, we'd compete worldwide, and it's a lot more difficult. Like if you type in hypnosis training into Google, hypnosiscenter.com comes up number one. That took a whole lot of work, and we are always working to keep that there. But you don't have to compete worldwide. You just got to compete in your area, and this is how you do it. Put your photo on the site, a professional photo. If you're going to put yourself out as a professional, it needs to be a professional photo. And it shouldn't be too much out of date. Make sure your address and a map is on your site. Google is indexing websites by location. So make sure that your actual physical address is on the website, so they can index you when people do a Stop Smoking Hypnosis Your Town USA, because that's how people have learned to search, and then your website will come up very highly ranked if everything else is right. Put a map. If people, one of the first, I learned this when I was studying Yellow Page advertising. You can beat a lot of expensive ads by just simply being closer to the person than the big expensive ads are. So make sure you've got your address on there. And if you can, put a map of where your location is, your physical location of your office. Put photos of your office. People want to know what they're getting into. And if you'll put a photo of your office, your photo, that kind of thing. It could be the outside of the office. It could be also the inside of your office. It really gives them a feeling of confidence and willingness to make that phone ring. List all of the communities that you service. Depending on the population density, you will draw clients from anywhere from 30 to 60 miles. In very rural areas, people will drive 60 miles. But in the more urban areas, 10, 20, 30 miles. So what you do is you go to a map find all the cities in those areas, and then list them on your website, because Google will list those cities as being associated with your service, and it will greatly increase the probability that when people search for your service in their area, if that's within 20, 30 miles of your of them, then you'll pop up on the search engine ranking. And then your phone will ring. Make sure your site is accurate, ethical, and professional looking. You want to make sure that what you put on your website looks professional, looks ethical. You don't want to put anything in there that looks scammy, spammy, you know, shaky, anything like that. And also, what you put on the website should be in line with what they actually discover when they get to your office. Last thing, make sure your phone number and email addresses are easy to find. Don't make them go look for it. I mean, if they can't find it in 10 seconds, they'll just go to the next website. All right. Anything else you want to add?
Well, I want to refer people to the search engine optimization podcasts that Taylor did. They were so fantastic and still are, and you can access them. And they're podcast number 82, 83, and 84. A lot of tremendous information to help get your site to where you want it to be able to attract those people. But you know what? There also are other companies that you can pay while you're doing that that can place you, up higher. You know, you can do the AdWords through Google, and you can also find some of these. They're actually called search engine placement companies. So if you Google search engine placement, you'll find some companies that you can pay a little bit more for that until you get your site optimized, you can get yourself up higher. But yeah, you really want to make your site appealing, not cold, not hard, not too salesy. You know, people say to me all the time, your site is so warm and welcoming and it made me feel safe. And I think that's really important, and I think that's one of the reasons that my phone rings.
Good, and we could talk about this for weeks. On average, most of your clients are going to be women. So, I mean, 70 to 80% of hypnosis clients are women. And so you want to make sure that you have some women look at your website and comment on it. Now, you don't want to lose out on that, you know, 20 to 30%, 40% of men. So you don't want to make it too appealing to only women, unless you intend only to work with women. But you want to make sure some women look at it and say that they feel comfortable and safe, exactly like Meredith said. Good.
Yeah, I mean, my site has a picture of myself. They may not be the best pictures, but it does have a picture of myself on every single page. And I find when I go to websites, you know, I kind of want to see who I'm looking at here. And unless you are an actual, you know, like the Banyan Hypnosis Center, but even, you know, your sites, some, you know, it does have a picture of the people that are here at the office. So you do have a sense of the whole team, you know, that you're getting in touch with. So it personalizes that site. And I think that's so important.
That's right. If Maureen picks up the phone, or Taylor, or Danny, and they've been looking at the website, they go, oh, I'm talking to this guy right here. It's almost like a celebrity effect, you know. Oh, this guy, I'm looking on my computer, and now I'm talking to him on the phone. And they feel like they know you.
Yeah, and you know, I may get to the point soon where I do have an assistant answering the phone for me, at least part-time, because I am getting that busy. And so, you know, I'm going to have their picture on my site, too, so that people know who they're talking to. They aren't disappointed that they aren't reaching me, so that they know what they've gotten here. And so it creates a level of trust and security for people that they really care about. Yeah, so moving on to number 4, if you're ready, Cal.
Absolutely.
All right. Do get training on how to book 90% of the calls that your site generates. Now, first, I want to mention some other podcasts that will help to support you in training you how to do this. So podcast number 21, number 26, and number 124. So Maureen Banyan is the queen of this, and she gave us a lot of tips, a lot of her ways, her special magical ways of, you know, getting people to take that phone call into an appointment. All right, Cal, you want to talk more about that?
Yeah, this is something you don't want to just wing it. You know, you put time, money, and effort into your website, any other ads that you do, or doing public speaking, or whatever it is you do to get that phone to ring. When that phone rings, you want to know what you are doing. Maureen, my wife Maureen Banyan, she has either personally booked or trained people who answer our phones, and together have booked literally millions of dollars worth of appointments and also classes. So go visit those podcasts and get some of those tips. The truth is, if you've got that stuff going for you, you're going to be booking appointments that would have went to other people. Lesser hypnotists might go to a script notist, okay? But because you're a one percenter or you're becoming a one percenter, I want you to be booking the appointments. Does a profession and your client's good. Next.
Beautiful. So, number five, don't depend on sessions only. Teach classes.
Oh, this is so important. You know, once you have become a fully certified hypnotist, hypnofixitist, hypnotologist, hypnotherapist, you know what? You've got a skill that works for more than just one-on-one. You can begin to teach other people stuff. And in your training, your certification training, you should have been taught how to teach your clients self-hypnosis. And that is such a good place to start. And you could just advertise on your website that you do self-hypnosis classes. You can also go to a really good thing that you can do is go to some of these community education institutions or businesses. They teach everything from, you know, how to do photography to how to do public speaking, and doing a self-hypnosis class would fit right in there. And you know what they do? They send out thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not in some places hundreds of thousands of catalogs. And when you teach, not only do you get whatever you make from that class, but you get all that exposure throughout your community via those catalogs, and people will look you up on the internet. And so it's a really great marketing ploy. Even if you only had two people in the class, it's worth it because of the exposure you get. Also, it becomes a credential that when you're teaching at a community education center or a community college and that kind of stuff, kind of places you above the other people who are not teaching. A lot of people understand that some of the best in their profession, they teach other people. So it's really a way to get yourself ahead. All right.
Great. Well, we're out of time, Cal. It's time to wrap this one up, and we will finish this next podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off, and you can finish up with any comments that you have. We absolutely want your questions, your comments. We want your feedback. We love, 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 love your feedback. We want to create community here. So please do email me. You can post, your questions on calbanyan.com down in the feedback section. You can go to our Hypnospace. You can go to our Facebook page, Hypnosis, etc. You can, there's so many different ways. I mean, it goes on and on and on, the different ways you can reach us. My email is meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you real soon. Meredith Walker signing off.
All right. And this is Cal Banyan, of course. Please go to, if you're anywhere else but here, calbanyan.com, go there. Hypnosis.org, tons of good information, including a video on how to get people into somnambulism using the Elman-Banyan induction. Bunch of insider tips, tricks, and techniques. Got to go there. HypnosisCenter.com, and it just goes on and on. Hey, I just thought of something. I mentioned self-hypnosis. Did you know you can start to learn 7-Path Self-Hypnosis, Mind-Body-Spirit approach to doing self-hypnosis, the very first antivirus software for the human mind? Deprogram yourself and program yourself for success by going to 7PathSelfHypnosis.com. Got a video there. You can start learning it right online. That's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.